We are seeing night after night of violent crime, looting and rioting, and assaults on the police taking place in Minneapolis. This all because a 25-year police veteran who accidentally shot dead Dante Wright, who's 20, after taking her gun out instead of her taser when he tried to escape during the Minneapolis traffic stop, and he had a warrant for his arrest. Now, his family is demanding that this 25-year veteran police officer be jailed, charged with murder. Kimberly Potter has been confirmed as the officer who killed Dante Wright Sunday near Minneapolis. Wright, who's 20, was shot dead on Sunday afternoon at a traffic stop. Potter was actually training a new officer. Potter's 48. She drew what the police force said she believed was her taser and says, "Holy blank, I shot him," after she realized she used the wrong weapon. You could hear her saying, "I'm going to tase you." And then she does what training says. Yell, "Taser, taser, taser," so the other police officers will get their hands off of the man wanted who is trying to flee and fighting the police. You yell that so that your hands aren't on the person that's about to be tased, so the other police officer doesn't become incapacitated as well. She then discharges her firearm. Brooklyn Center Police Chief Tim Gannon said it was an accidental discharge. The city administrator said we need due process. He has now been fired for saying that, referring to meaning that we need to have an investigation. Now, so you understand the context of what happened. Wright and his girlfriend were pulled over for what his mother said was air fresheners dangling from his rearview mirror, which, by the way, is illegal in Minnesota. It hasn't been confirmed by police why he was pulled over. The county medical examiner ruled his manner of death was homicide and said his cause of death was a gunshot wound to the chest. The examiner doesn't determine intent or criminality. Now, they released the body cam footage of the incident that showed three officers approaching Wright's car. The footage clearly showed an officer trying to handcuff Wright before he tried to get back in his car and flee the scene. There was a struggle that broke out. Potter, the police officer, could be heard again shouting "taser" several times in the moments before firing her firearm. Wright, who Gannon said didn't appear to be armed, managed to drive several blocks after he fled police before coming to a stop when he hit another car. He was pronounced dead at the scene of the crash. President Joe Biden getting in on this, saying there is absolutely no justification for violence regarding the protests that have broken out in Minneapolis. Vice President Kamala Harris tweeted out, "Prayers are not enough. Dante Wright should still be with us," throwing gasoline on the fire. Now, there are two ways that we can have this conversation today. I'm choosing to have the tougher conversation. And here is that conversation that we need to be having with every child in America today. It's the same conversation that my father had with me when I was younger. And I'm going to tell you exactly what was said in that conversation. And this is the part that the politicians don't want to talk about. And this is the part the politicians don't want to deal with. This young man, who's 20 years old, who was a wanted man, who had had other interactions with the law, knew that you don't fight the police. He did it anyway. He knew that you don't run from the police. He did it anyway. And when you fight the police and when you run from the police, you put your life at risk when you do that. You also put the lives of others around you at risk. As he was running from the police, he was putting other people's lives at risk because I am sure as he hauled it down the street, he was breaking that speed limit. He put someone else's life at risk when there was an accident that happened after he was shot. He put those officers' lives at risk when he started to fight those police officers. I do believe, based on the video that I saw, that this was an accident. I'm not saying that this police officer shouldn't have consequences for her actions, but it was clear that her intent was to tase him, not to kill him. But what we have done is we have now attacked the police, putting zero responsibility on this young man. Zero. Why? Because it fits a narrative. I'm also tired, and this is part of the conversation that people are not going to want to have. Stop saying that someone is not a threat to you because he's, quote, an unarmed black man. P- People have killed people for centuries in this world using just their bare hands. Yes, you can kill somebody without having a, quote, weapon. Your body can be a weapon. Your hands can be a weapon. When you fight police, you are putting your life at risk. But let's go back to the basic point that my father taught me at a very young age. This is the politically incorrect point now that everybody's too afraid to talk about. It's time for us to teach young men, regardless of race, what the rules and women of engagement are with police. Let me explain it even more clearly than that. You don't negotiate with police. We have a court system for that. If you feel like you're wronged, you don't negotiate with the police because we have lawyers that can give your side of the story and represent you. If you are charged with a crime, you are innocent until proven guilty in this country. As my father told me, I don't give a crap what the police tell you to do. Unless they're telling you to kill somebody and commit a heinous crime, you do what they tell you to do. If they tell you to lay down on the ground, lay down on the ground. If they tell you to jump, you jump. If they tell you to jump again, you jump again. If they tell you to put your hands behind your back, you put your hands behind the back. If the police are roughing you up, don't fight them. The reason why he told me that is because he wanted me to live and not die. You don't negotiate with police officers. You don't know what they know or what they may have perceived they know about you. It could be a case of mistaken identity. It could be a number of different things. You don't know what's going through their head when you're interacting with them, and you don't know what they're investigating when you interact with them. You don't know. That's what we do know. If this young man would not have fought the police and tried to run from the police, he wouldn't put his life and his girlfriend's life at risk and others around him. He would still be with us today. To go back to the tweet that was put out by the Vice President of the United States of America pouring gasoline on the fire, when she put out her tweet saying he should still be with us today, I agree if he wouldn't have fought the police. You have the right to go to a judge, to a jury, and to have a lawyer represent you. That's where you figure out the facts, as my dad made it clear to me. If you're arrested, you have the right to remain silent. You have the right to shut up. You have the right to not protest. You have the right to leave it alone. You have the right to defend yourself. That's why we have a court system. And unfortunately, in this country, we're not teaching young people how to interact with the police. It is a tragedy that this young man's dead. It was avoided, by the way, if he would have done exactly what I just said. It was 100% avoidable. This was avoidable. This young man should have been taught by his family to not interact with the police this way. That is the conversation we should be having in this country. Representative Rasheed Tlaib, or whatever the hell her name is, calls for police to be abolished now because force is, quote, intentionally racist and cannot be reformed. As she calls Dante Wright's death government-funded murder. This is a member of Congress. This is the left, and this is what we're up against right now. The radical congresswoman made the declaration on Twitter. She described police forces as inherently and intentionally racist and said all departments across the country were beyond the point of reform. Tlaib also called for the end of the country's incarceration and militarization. Senator Ted Cruz hit back, describing her comments as insane. Her tweet was also criticized by hundreds of others who urged her to give up her own police protection, which she receives. In other words, do as I say, not as I do. The Tlaib tweet came after the fatal shooting of Dante Wright because she had to get in on this. Now, Wright's parents, and I don't blame them for this, right? I don't expect them to be objective. They say they refuse to accept the cop accidentally fired her gun instead of a taser. You can hear the cop saying, taser, I'm going to tase you. Then she yells, taser, 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 pulls the trigger once, saying it's a taser gun, and it's accidentally her real gun. Why? Because when you fight the police and you are struggling with the police, things get complicated very quickly. But what are the Democrats doing right now? They're not trying to save black lives. They're not trying to have a real conversation about how to interact with the police. They're not talking about how we need to do a better job of explaining to young black men and young white men and young brown men and everybody else that you don't fight the police, you don't run the police, you don't negotiate with the police. No, instead, she's saying, you have a right to be angry, burn it down. You've got a right to be angry and hate the police. In fact, let's undermine all police in the entire country, calling for the abolishment of police everywhere in the country. What are you going to do then? That's my question to the left. Right? When you make this declaration one day after Wright was shot at this traffic stop, after he's a wanted man fighting the police, when a cop reached for her gun accidentally instead of a taser, and you come out and say it's not an accident, and policing in our community is, quote, inherently and intentionally racist, and you say that we need to get rid of all police, then who's going to stop criminals? Don't forget, Dante Wright was a criminal. Dante Wright was a criminal that fought police, that ran from the police, that was wanted by the police. This was the guy that was showing aggression and violence towards the community. But she says Dante Wright was met with aggression and violence. There was zero aggression and zero violence towards Dante Wright until he started to fight and run from the police. If you watch the video, the police, I would argue, were probably being too kind. The police were trying to de-escalate the situation the entire time. They were trying to de-escalate the situation the entire time. He decided to escalate and show aggression and violence towards the police. But she says, I'm done with those who condone government-funded murder. No more policing, incarceration, and militarization. It can't be reformed. This is the same woman that has police protection. Yeah, this is, again, this is the same woman who has police protection. Tlaib, who's a member of Congress's far-left squad alongside AOC and Ilhan Omar, set off fierce debate with the tweet, which was liked by more than 15,000 people so far. It wasn't an accident. Policing in our community is inherently and intentionally racist. Wright was met with aggression and violence. I am done with those that who condone government-funded murder. No more policing, incarceration, and militarization. It can't be reformed. Watch the video, Congresswoman. The police were kind until he started to fight them. And what she's calling for right now is total anarchy in this country. This is the same woman that wants to take away your right to protect and defend yourself. She wants to ban your weapons. Don't forget that. So if you're going to take away my guns, you're going to take away my police protection, you want to shut down all policing in the country, you're talking about having an entire world that becomes unhinged, or a United States of America that becomes unhinged. That's what you're advocating for right now. You're talking about the Wild West. You're talking about total anarchy. I wonder, if, by the way, if Twitter is going to remove this post for not only having a racist tweet, but having a tweet that is advocating for violence. Now, of course, this police stop had nothing to do with racism. It had nothing to do with color. There are two people here that should be blamed for what happened. The cop screwed up for sure. Grabbing your service weapon instead of your taser is something that is and will continue to happen in this country when you have someone like Dante who is fighting you. It's going to happen again, I promise you. It's happened before. You're dealing with human error. You're dealing with the heat of the moment. You're dealing with an awful moment in time where you have a police officer who's trying to detain somebody and she grabbed the wrong weapon. Now, it's easy to Monday morning quarterback this scenario, but she has a right to go home. It's very clear she didn't want to shoot him with her sidearm. You can hear from what she said. One shot, thinking she shot the taser, right? There's not multiple shots ready in that taser. One shot, and then she realized that it was her gun that went off, and then she said, blank, blank, I shot him. And the other police officers are like, what? And she knew right then her life was over, and she screwed up. And it says, shot that you can never take back. She screwed up, but so did Dante for having a warrant. So did Dante for not abiding by the laws of the land. So did Dante for, and he would be alive today if he didn't fight the police. Which is what we need to be teaching people in America. You don't fight the police. This young man, and now it's being reported that he was pulled over for expired license plate tags before he was fatally shot. Guess what? If you have expired license plate, you're going to get pulled over. That doesn't mean you run from the police. It doesn't mean you haul it. You look at this 20-year-old, father of one, who was reportedly pulled over for these expired license plate tags. Then just get, and whatever pops on your record, you go with the police. Police realized he had an outstanding warrant. That escalated things to the point where they had to arrest him. Wright stepped out of the vehicle at the request of police before he tried to run fight the police and flee the scene. At that point, the officer went to reach for her taser, but instead pulled her gun and fired one single shot at Wright. He died. She said beforehand, I'll tase you. Then she says, taser, taser, taser. Immediately after the gun goes off, she says, she can be heard saying, holy blank, I shot him. Dante Wright's parents refused to accept the veterans cop taser mix-up excuse for shooting their son. They want her in prison forever. The parents of the 20-year-old black man shot dead by this veteran police officer during this traffic stop say they refused to accept that the cop accidentally fired her gun instead of a taser. And look, these parents have the right to believe that. They do. I don't expect them to be objective. I do expect society to be objective. Don't fight the police. Don't have warrants out for your arrest. Don't drive around with expired license plate tags. More importantly, when you're being handcuffed because you have a warrant for your arrest, just be handcuffed. You break out of a struggle. You go after the police. You try to run from the police. What did you think was going to happen? You're putting your life at risk when you do that. This woman's life will never be the same. She's done. There's a chance she'll go to prison because she's white. And they're going to want to make sure they pound nail her to the wall. She was just serving the Brooklyn community, and she had someone attack and try to run from her. His aunt has said that the warrant was for marijuana possession. The city's police chiefs had described the shooting as an accidental discharge and said the veteran officer had mistakenly fired her gun instead of the taser. The city administrator said the same thing. Guess what they did? They had an emergency meeting and fired the city administrator for even saying that that we needed due process. There is another part of this story that's coming out of Minneapolis that everybody needs to understand how to analyze this. You notice now that everything is a race war when it comes to the Democratic Party's dealing with any tough issue. This cop is white, race issue. Police are white, race issue. Even the majority of police officers in minority communities now are African-American, and majority of these liberally run cities. Majority of these police chiefs are African-American. Majority of the mayor is African-American. Doesn't matter, right? Everything's race. Everything's all about race. The Democratic Party's not trying to bring us together. They're trying to divide. I'll give you another example of this just yesterday. Yesterday, conservatives were attacked again by the White House. This is more of a bigger issue that we have now in this country with the Democratic Party trying to destroy our cities by dividing us solely on everything being about race. The White House press secretary was talking about a vaccine outreach, and we're spending apparently a bunch of money to try to convince you to get your vaccine. And she talked about how we're having to have specific plans to outreach to white conservatives. White conservative outreach. In other words, saying that white conservatives are a threat to your safety because they're not getting the vaccine, even though an insane number of people getting the vaccines are actually white. Well, then they say, well, of course, it's political, right? Because we got to even make vaccines about race in this country. We have to make vaccines about black and white and liberal and conservative. We got to divide even on vaccines. So, of course, the White House press secretary mocks white conservatives. And she walks out there and explains how they're going to beg the evil white conservatives that are trying to kill you by not having a vaccine. How we're going to market to them. Now, I want you to think about her answer. I'm about to play for you, and I want you to think about it from this perspective real quick. How many conservatives do you think are now going to get a vaccine that we're on the fence? Maybe for political reasons after they hear the White House talk about them this way?
Well, there are a number of steps that we've taken in the recent weeks, including launching the Community Core, which is our program to provide fact-based messages into the hands of local messengers. So we're now working with more than 4,000 organizations that have signed up so far across the country, including in a number of the states that you mentioned. We're also investing $3 billion to states and community-based organizations to strengthen vaccine confidence in the highest risk and hardest hit communities. And often people think of that as just black and brown communities, and that is not. As you've noted, that is also conservative communities, white evangelicals. It's a range of communities around the country. What we found to be most effective is to work with these local organizations. So faith-based organizations, community health organizations, civic leaders, and others who can really get this message deeply in communities. We've also had a number of our members of our COVID team, from Dr. Fauci and And Dr. Collins participate in a range of media interviews. You know, an example is Dr. Collins participated in the 700 Club. Dr. Nunez-Smith hosted a faith leaders roundtable. We're also looking for, we've run PSAs on the deadliest catch. We're engaged with NASCAR and Country Music TV. We're looking for a range of creative ways to get directly connected to white conservative communities. We won't always be the best messengers, but we're still trying to meet people where they are, but also empower local organizations.
If that's not the most disgusting form of racism I've heard from the White House in a long time, I don't know what is. In other words, these evil conservative, white conservative communities, we're now using the deadliest catch in NASCAR and CMT to reach them. You think that's going to get people to go get vaccinated? You notice, whether it's the police shooting in Minneapolis, whether it is the vaccine, the only thing this Democratic Party knows how to do in this White House and the vice president and the squad is to divide based on race. They're not trying to bring this country together. They're not trying to be a president or an administration for all Americans. When you just demean conservatives and white people and turn them into redneck, white trash individuals, because that's what they're accusing us of now, bunch of ignorant backwoods racists. So we're going to go after CMT, where the racists watch TV, and the deadliest catch, where the racists watch TV, and NASCAR, where these evil conservative racists watch TV, and we'll beg them to get their vaccine there so that they don't kill you.
Dr. Nunez-Smith hosted a faith leaders roundtable. We're also looking for, we've run PSAs on the deadliest catch. We're engaged with NASCAR and Country Music TV. We're looking for a range of creative ways to get directly connected to white conservative communities. We won't always be the best messengers, but we're still trying to meet people where they are, but also empower local organizations.
Can you imagine if a White House press secretary, like under the Trump administration, would have said, look, we're trying to reach out to the black community, and we're doing advertising on gangster rap radio stations, and we're trying to go through social media influencers and gang members. And can you imagine? We're trying to reach them through BET. We're trying to get PSAs from local rappers to reach the black community. We may not always do a great job of reaching the black community. Can you imagine if a press secretary for any Republican president said something like that? Because that's just what they did at the White House. If you think they're about fixing problems, you're not paying attention. They're not. They're not trying to fix the problems of this country. Look at the child abuse footage that just came out from these migrant processing facilities. The House Minority Whip Steve Scalise shared footage of hundreds of migrant children being packed together in a processing facility like they're cattle. He called it what it is, child abuse. They don't care about these kids. They just need them in this country, so maybe they'll vote for them one day. The Donna processing facility, like a meatpacking facility. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, they don't want you to see this. They don't want you to understand the devastating results of their disastrous left-wing immigration agenda, because they want to bring in as many voters as they can to vote for them. They don't care that these kids are being abused. They don't care about the fact that in another facility, the kids are being sexually assaulted. They don't care. Because the narrative today is it's justified in burning down your cities because of what happened to a 20-year-old that fought the police, had a warrant out for his arrest, and a 25-year-old veteran cop who accidentally shot the man instead of using her taser. You're justified in torching your cities. You got the squad members coming out saying we need to defund the police and get rid of all police in the entire country. And by the way, the videos that are emerging of this Minneapolis man shot by cops yesterday, they're exactly what you would expect from someone that fights the police. This young man has got video after video of him showing and cursing his and putting his gun about popping caps and people online. But if you listen this morning to CBS News, NBC, ABC on their morning shows, this guy would never hurt anybody. Right? He was murdered, cold-blooded murder. That's what they'll tell you. Dante Wright, with a pistol in his pocket, smoking an unknown substance. This is who they are riding over in Minneapolis. A guy that had a warrant for his arrest and fought the police. I will say it again. I have no doubt that this woman made a mistake. She should be held accountable for that. But I'm telling you, there's no way I'd be a police officer right now in this country. Uh-uh. There was a dangerous lifestyle that Mr. Wright was involved in. He put his life at risk and others at risk when he decided to fight and run from the police. I hate it for this family. I wish he was tased. But we have got to do a better job of teaching young men in this country of all races that you don't negotiate with the police. You don't fight the police. You don't run from the police. And you don't drive a car with expired tags or drive a car or go around with warrants out for your arrest and expect it to end well for you. You know, the governor of Minnesota, by the way, going all in on this one. He's already blamed the police. I wouldn't be a police officer in Minneapolis or Minnesota for anything right now. He tweeted out this: I am closely monitoring the situation in Brooklyn Center. Gwen and I are praying for Dante Wright's family as our state mourns another life of a black man taken by law enforcement. He's already indicted law enforcement. That's the governor, Tim Walz, in Minnesota. He's already saying this is a murder. No, there's no real honest conversation about what happened here. We got to push the political narrative here. Our state mourns another life of a black man taken by law enforcement. Law enforcement is the bad guys. If I was in law enforcement, I would resign. I'd get the hell out of there so fast it wouldn't even be funny, because it's very clear that you're not welcome and you're not wanted and they don't appreciate what you do. And this will continue to happen. The rioting and the looting will continue. But we have a White House that's already said it's justifiable. Vice President of the United States of America tweeted out, you got a governor who's saying it's justifiable. You got the squad saying, you know, basically keep going for it. All police are evil. All police are racist. All police should be discarded. And you got a White House who's throwing, hey, let's do the race card as long as we can. We're doing outreach to white conservatives through CMT and NASCAR and Deadliest Catch, trying to reach them white dummies of America. So when he tells you he's trying to unite the country, look at what his actual policies are. Look at the people around him. Look at what's happened in that state, in Brooklyn, in Minneapolis. You got armed civilians are having to stand guard outside of their stores so that they don't get looted. As these riots are raging in the streets of Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, I should say, you have armed civilians standing guard outside their businesses to keep looters away. Police are not there. I don't blame them. At this point, what are you going to do? So now the citizens are having to take up arms to protect civilians with firearms, fully ready to go to save their businesses. And you have a governor that's doing nothing to stop this either. All right, lastly, I want to remind you, please make sure you share a podcast with your family and friends. We have been silenced by big tech, and we need your help continuing to help this show grow. So if you will please make sure that you tell your family and friends about our podcast so that they can be able to know and listen to the show. We thank you for your support. We'll see you back here tomorrow.